to Kill, who are Ireland's leading pest control provider, they are warning you to be on the lookout for something that could cause you problems in your premises and maybe even in your home at this time of the year. And Richard Faulkner is Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Rent to Kill, and he is on the line right now. Good morning to you, Richard. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Fine, thank you.
So tell me about what exactly you're warning about at the minute.
So the latest release has been about moths. It's mainly about the scavenger moths and the textile moths in particular.
Moths?
Yeah, moths.
What do they do?
So the textile moth, which is a common clothes moth and a case-bearing clothes moth, when they get into the home, they feed on high keratin products. So it's natural animal fibre, so it'd be the likes of your cashmere sweaters, your Kura carpets, that sort of thing.
Okay, and it's not just businesses, though. I presume this can happen in homes as well, yeah?
Yes, yes, yeah. It happens in domestic properties too, yes.
Right. So what's the solution?
The solution with it really is chemical treatment to knock down the adults and the larvae. But there's things that we can do as well just to try and avoid them being able to settle.
You mentioned the scavenger moth, Richard, which sounds quite frightening, to be honest.
The sort of scavenger insects, the moths that we're talking about, just means they scavenge, they feed on lots of different things. So they sort of bridge the gap between a textile moth and a stored product moth. So they will be found in foodstuffs as well as keratin-based materials.
Right. Is it one of these things that if neglected, they will spread?
Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. But once they're into a food source, then yeah, they will do and they'll work their way through.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're talking to Richard Faulkner from Rent to Kill, but Anne-Marie is with me as well. And I know, Anne-Marie, you, I think we've talked about this on the show before, and you have a terrible phobia of moths.
A long time ago, yeah. I had an awful phobia of moths, a very real phobia of moths. Just listening to Richard there just reminded me of it. I had it since for as long as I could remember. And we did few hypnotherapy sessions here. I did a feature on the show a few years back. Some people, new listeners to the show, may not realise, but it actually worked.
It had a huge impact on you, didn't it?
It had a huge impact on my life, the whole fear and phobia of them. And he's right, it's the time of the year for them. If you're changing around clothing from, you know, winter to summer and all of that kind of thing, and then the evenings are getting brighter, the nights are getting longer, as in brighter, and windows are left open in the house, as you know, is routine at this time of the year, particularly the coming months. Lights are left on, and what does it attract into the house? And that was always my fear. Every summer, I would be racing up. As soon as the lights went on, the night time would fall. I'd be going around shutting windows in the house before
and,
that.
And would you run a mile from them?
Oh, absolute mile. But it would instill a fierce fear. A phobia is that irrational fear, a fierce, paralysing fear if you saw them. And more than one was just the absolute nightmare. But thankfully, hypnotherapy sorted that.
I wonder, Richard, have you ever come across that now, as Anne-Marie has described?
Yeah, people do have fears and phobias of sort of things. But yeah, people can. It can be something that happened in childhood where a moth flapped into a face or something like that. So yeah, it is definitely possible.
Does it complicate things then when Rent to Kill go in and you might be occasionally dealing with that on top of trying to get rid of the moths?
Yeah, the thing is, one of the reasons that we have to control pests is because of people's fears and phobias. So yeah, you come across all sorts of situations.
Okay, so be aware is the bottom line as far as you're concerned at Rent to Kill.
Yes.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Richard Faulkner, Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Rent to Kill. So be on the lookout for moths in your home or business.